Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the guy who taught us how to, that we can't just deal with change. We can't just accept change. We have to lead it. We have to be out front or we get run over. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and one of my favorite books, Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's our good friend, Rick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I wrote the book for you.
I know you did. I appreciate it. Well, as I've said many times before, that's my constant lament around my operation. Why don't you want what I want?
That's right.
You know, I mean, I sign the checks. How come I don't get what I want? So anyway, let's talk about energy because you've got some thoughts on finding a new source of energy, and you got a story to tell us.
Yeah, I do. Any project that where you need support from other people is going to take energy and momentum and support and all that. And I want to tell a story that your listeners are going to go, wait a minute, what's this have to do with small business? But bear with me because I think it's a really good story. During World War II, there was a guy from Kelly Johnson from Lockheed who would go to the War Department and meet because Lockheed had so many contracts with the government. And it was 1943, and they said, we just found out that the Germans have developed a plane that can go 80 miles an hour faster, I think it was a fighter jet. And they said, we have nothing. I mean, when the war moves into Europe, I mean, we can do nothing to defend against them. Mm-hmm. We need a counterpart. And he said, and they turned to him and said, can you do that? And he goes, oh yeah, sure. And they said, we need something in 6 months. He said, okay, got it. And so he goes back to his bosses and they said, wait a minute, Kelly, look, I mean, all of our plants are used to 100% capacity. We're building stuff for the war effort. You know, what you're talking about is a good idea. We have no resources, mm-hmm. you know, but if you can find some people to work with you and you can find a space somewhere, use it. So what he did is he bought a circus tent and they pitched it outside of a kind of a paint factory that they used, you know, on their equipment. Uh-huh. And they created this thing, and they said they have 180 days. In 143 days, they had their first prototype done.
Wow.
And
143 days?
Yeah.
You can't even get things off paper, most things out of paper on a small business in 143 days sometimes.
Exactly. And what gives me hope about that, if you think of two things that were there, one is everybody involved with that knew what the urgency was. They knew something was needed. It was important. I mean, you would have to live under a rock in 1943 to not know these were dangerous times. And
everybody was all in.
Also,
from Main Street to Wall Street, everybody was all in.
Absolutely. And that here was a target of something that they could do with an incredible tight deadline. But it was sort of like the NASA project with the moon. Nobody knew how to do that. They hadn't done it before. I mean, so here was this amazing challenge and this, you know, amazing goal. And they're saying, we don't know how we're going to do it, and we have minimal resources.
What did they create? Which airplane they created?
Yes, they did. It was called the P-80, and I think it's called the Starfighter. I can look that up on a break because I actually
they're probably up against the Messerschmitt 109. I think that was the one that was the bad one that they were worried about. So what's the energy story here?
Okay, well, the energy story is that often this hidden source of energy is that combination between people really getting it in their bones that there's an urgent need for this mm-hmm. and a really clear kind of compelling goal that says that's where we're going to go. And what happens, I had a client recently, and there were people like a year into this major project that really didn't know what it was all about, why we were even doing this. And if you ask them, so what's the goal of this? And they'll go, well, we're going to do some reorganization kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of needed. Well, so lots, tons and tons of hours, tons and tons of money were being thrown into that with no sense of urgency.
Right.
And here's something that fits for a small business, is that the owner gets an idea, nothing wrong with that, and says, oh, this is what we got to do. And that owner, he or she may feel a real sense of urgency to do something, but nobody else feels that. And so they start on this new project with everybody else going, oh, yeah, the boss has got another brainstorm.
That's it.
And they go through the motions, but there's no sense of, okay,
it
so
depends,
what's this going to look like?
It depends on your track record. It depends on what you've done in the past. When we come back after the break, I've got some thoughts. I've got some stories of my own that I'll share with you on this, because this is really important, folks. What you've done in the past, how you deal with these things as the leader, will have a whole lot to do with whether you can instill energy in your people. And we'll talk to Rick Maurer more about this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.